Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
So, and I don't want to jump the gun here, but perhaps this is like a good opportunity to bring up the fact that they are going to go on a long road trip, and they are going to, I do believe they mentioned that they're going to carry an additional forward, and maybe we can just kind of discuss who those options may be and maybe who you'd prefer that option to be.
Yeah, it's interesting because, you know, there's the guys who have already been here and played in the NHL this season. That'd be Chris Wagner and Jacob Lauko. Obviously, Wagner was up fairly recently. Lauko hasn't been up in a while, but obviously started the season with the team. But both of those guys are wings. So I guess the question would be, you know, would you rather someone who can also play center? Maybe, you know, not just in case like something happens to a center, but maybe you rotate them in. You know, and Kopitar's not an everyday player. So that then opens the possibility of Mark McLaughlin, who has been playing much better in Providence over the last few weeks. Vinny Lettieri, who leads Providence in scoring and, you know, has played in the NHL before. Or Johnny Beecher, who I think is probably not quite ready, but he does fit that, you know, left shot center mold. So they have some options. It'll be interesting to see what they pick. My gut kind of, I mean, this could be outdated by the time we post this in the morning, depending on when they actually make the call up, but my gut kind of tells me it might be Mark McLaughlin.
And when someone asked in the post-game press conference, and Montgomery said, yeah, we will. I don't know who it is yet, but he's like, maybe Sweeney already figured it out. So yeah, by the time people listen to this, they may have already chosen. I feel like Mark McLaughlin's a pretty safe bet. I feel like you're going on the road and it's a lot of travel and you probably don't want to get Beecher in his first game and that kind of a situation. Maybe have him come in at home at some point. It's just kind of not the right situation for him to come in. I wouldn't be surprised if it was Wagner either. But Beecher makes more sense in terms of like what Scott said, the versatility, and he hasn't been up at all this year, and maybe just give him a look because he didn't play poorly when he came in last season, and it makes sense, I think, to have him in there. I don't know about you, Brian.
Well, I think that Vinny Lettieri is points wise, he's having a great year in Providence. He's a right-handed shot, which goes against him because again, they're trying to replace a left-handed shot in Nosek. And I don't think they want to tinker too much of that fourth line dynamic. And handedness plays a role in that as far as having a lefty to be able to take draws, because other than Nosek, it would just be Zacha, right? That's a left-handed centerman. Or am I missing somebody else? Or
Frederick could.
Yeah. But I just don't think Vinny Lettieri necessarily fits the mold of what they want that fourth line to be. If they want to insert a spark plug and some speed and some offensive creativity, then I'm all for it. But I just think they kind of want that line to kind of stay similar to what it was with Nosek in. So that might hurt Lettieri's opportunity. McLaughlin could do that, but obviously he's also a righty. As far as Johnny Beecher, our friend over at Bruins Network, Bridget Anthony, who you go back with, he made a comment on Twitter about how he would like to see maybe Beecher get that look. And I kind of I asked him how his details are coming along, because obviously he follows Providence pretty adamantly, and he said that he's not as assertive and locked in as he would like him to be, but he mentioned that his speed, his physicality, are pretty much outweigh that, and that he's really, really strong in the faceoff circle. So, those are things that, in addition to being a left shot, like you guys mentioned, I think those are in favor of Beecher. So I'm curious to see who they decide. I'm sure they'll probably announce it tomorrow, right? Cause they're traveling to Montreal soon, right?
It could be tomorrow or Tuesday, cause they're completely off Monday. I mean, it is a travel day, so whoever it's going to be is presumably going to be with them. But unless, you know, someone gets that information, it's possible they don't actually officially announce it till Tuesday. You know, I don't know if that, you know, would it save them anything cap wise to wait an extra day, or like there's all that to consider too. So I'm guessing that as we're recording this late Sunday night, certainly by the time it's posted Monday morning, whoever they're calling up, they know, and that person knows, and it's probably joining them Monday for travel. But they might not actually officially announce until Tuesday.
Yeah. And another part of the conversation about, you know, bringing another player up and, you know, who is going to go on the road trip is who isn't going to go on the road trip. And Jake DeBrusk is just starting skating. So Montgomery said he isn't going to travel, most likely not going to get in on the road trip. They're hoping he gets in before the All-Star break. But I mean,
That is the whole road trip though. So it would have to be later on the road trip.
Exactly. So as of the beginning of the road trip, he's definitely not traveling. He is just starting to get back to skating. So tomorrow, meaning Monday morning or Monday, he's getting back to skating. And then what Montgomery said was he hopes that he'll be back by the All-Star break, but it didn't sound like they had a definite time, like a definite game that they were sure was going to be the one that he came back to.
Yeah. I think it would be the very last game at Toronto, because I think the Bruins are coming home after Carolina. They play Sunday the 29th and then two days off before they go to Toronto. And I think they're actually coming back home during those 2 days. So that could be like a chance where, you know, if things go well with DeBrusk while he's here skating by himself, he rejoins the team then. But my guess all along has been that they just hold him out through the All-Star break and get that extra week of recovery built in. But we'll see. I guess at Toronto on that February 1st game isn't out of the question.
Yeah. He said we don't have a timeline. Hope before the All-Star game. May not travel. But yeah, it wouldn't surprise me if he didn't get it, except for the fact that maybe he wants to play against Toronto. Like, he might be like, yeah, you know, get me in there. But and the urgency isn't really there to get him back in. They're still winning without him. So if you can get him the extra rest, you don't have to put him out there in Toronto unless, you know, he wants to or he feels like he's ready to get back in there. You don't have that pressure to get him back as quick as possible. You can have the luxury of giving him as much time as he needs. And then obviously you add the All-Star break on top of it. He gets a few more days that way. And then maybe you have him come back after.
I mean, I personally would just rest him until after the All-Star break. I don't feel like when you're 37-5-4 and you're a road trip away from an All-Star break and he's nursing an injury, like, I just don't see the reason to rush him back, especially when you're looking at the road trip ahead and you have some really stiff competition, which obviously you want to have all your key guys going, but like, I don't want him to get put back into the lineup against, you know, Florida and have, you know, Lomberg or, you know, Matthew Tkachuk, you know, take a run at him, or, you know, when they go down to Carolina. I mean, these teams, they're big, they're heavy. They're gunning for the Bruins. You know, they know that the Bruins are the team to beat in the conference. Obviously, Tampa Bay is going to want to get a crack at Boston again, avenge their two losses earlier. Toronto wants to avenge last Saturday's loss. So I just feel like I would rest them until after the All-Star break. But that's just me. I just don't see the benefit of bringing them back a little premature.
Well, yeah, you know, like what's, Smith, you know what's interesting?
Smith has done okay there too. It's not like Smith adds the scoring that DeBrusk can add, but it's not like he's been like taking the line down. So that line has been able to, you know, keep pace, I guess, even without DeBrusk on it.
So one thing I wanted to see what you guys think about this, because, you know, Jim Montgomery a couple of times has talked about like potentially using load management later in the season. There's been a couple of times this week, and I think the DeBrusk conversation ties into this a little, where it felt like there were just built-in opportunities to rest someone and, you know, get someone else in the lineup. Like Bergeron takes that puck off the face, could have easily just rested him the next night, you know, sat him down for a game. Then you can, you know, you can have some different looks. Like you could get a game of Krejci and Marchand together just in case, God forbid, you know, you have to try that later in the season at some point. You know, Carlo with the foot injury, could have easily have sat him down Sunday night and gotten Zboril into a game. He guys played all of 7 minutes since Thanksgiving, but they don't. You know, Carlo says, Bergeron says he's ready to go, he plays. Carlo says he's ready to go, he plays. Like, I don't know. Are you at all surprised that, like, the Bruins aren't, you know, taking advantage of what would be easy opportunities to just sit a guy down for a game and, you know, mix someone else into the lineup?
I'm actually not. And the reason is because it's like, we're going at this pace and we don't want to have that slowdown, because like, if you just keep rolling, it's like a snowball effect. Like it just seems to get more and more confidence. And obviously fatigue is a big issue for some teams and for some players as they get to the end of the season. I assume the load management, we'll see more of it in March and April. But as of right now, like you have this ball rolling and you don't want to see like the hiccup that we've all been kind of like waiting for and looking for, and it hasn't happened. So maybe just roll with guys are excited to play, guys want to get out there, and you know, the training staff is taking their word for it that they don't feel worn down, so they're going to just keep letting them roll with it. And something you mentioned last podcast, one of you mentioned, was just that good luck trying to get Bergeron to sit if he doesn't want to sit. Like if he wants to play, which he does every night, like you're going to tell him not to? Like he's an important guy on the bench too. So like there's guys that their voices on the bench are important too. So everybody just seems like they're having fun, want to be part of it, and just want to keep steamrolling people like a super team. So that it doesn't surprise me as of January that they're not doing it, but it would surprise me more in March and April.
Yeah, I echo exactly what Bridget said. I think as we speak on January 23rd, earlier in the year, it was a sprint to get off to the best start possible. You had key guys out. And then when you got those key guys back, it was like, okay, they're back, but now we have to start to establish what this group looks like as a team. And then you obviously had the team gear up towards the Winter Classic. Nobody was going to rest before that because they kind of wanted to be playing at their best. But, you know, now exactly what Bridget said, I would be surprised if March was just not a complete, like, massive load management for Bergeron and others, Krejci, especially if everything's locked up the way we think it's going to be. I think then you'll start to see it. And I want to see that. Like, I don't want these guys to be running. I could care less about breaking regular season records. I could care less about, you know, if the Bruins have a chance to win their 60th game. Like, I don't care. Like, I'll take Bergeron off of the lineup if it means he's not going to take a shot off the ankle or get hurt before the playoffs. So,
or the nose again for the 100th time.
Yeah, exactly. So to answer your question, Scott, to this point, not surprised, but going forward, I would be. So I completely echo what Bridget said.
Yeah, and I think looking ahead, like there's going to be a lot of opportunities in March and April for load management, because I don't know if you guys have looked at this, but like, I don't think I've ever seen a schedule like what they have in March and April. Did you know they have 5 straight weekends of back-to-backs on Saturday and Sundays? It is crazy. I'm like, I cannot, in all the time I've been covering the Bruins, I cannot remember a time where it has been a month straight where they play every Saturday and Sunday. Like,
And that's why every time you ask Montgomery, every time you ask Allmark or Swayman, everybody says they want to stay the course right now with the goalies switching off on like a 50-50 pace because of the schedule dictates that makes sense.